Hello and welcome to Cruisin' for a Reviewsin', the podcast where I get a friend to watch a Tom Cruise movie they've never seen before and then review it with me. I'm your host, Kara Westworth, and I am rejoined by Nick.
Whoa! Is the podcast of Tom Cruise reviews. Is that a good, is that a difference?
That's so good. And I want to point out that neither of us have had a sip of alcohol. This is just Pepsi Max powered, maybe.
Not even sugar.
Just a little bit of caffeine. If you haven't listened to part one of our Jack Reacher review, definitely go do that now. We are starting with part two. We ended with a bunch of crap. Just go listen to the first half of their review last week. For now, we're just going to burst straight back into Jack Reacher part two. Actually, I will give it a 10 minute context.
Oh, boo.
Sandy was killed.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So, because the very next thing that we're going to talk about, Jack goes back to his hotel and sees a whole bunch of cops. And I don't actually know what happened. I don't know if Sandy was actually killed nearby or if she was, her body was put somewhere nearby. Mm. I'm not 100% sure. But yeah, basically, Jack goes back, realizes something's happened, and Emerson comes out, who was doing the investigating, and we both remember this.
Just made eye contact, like.
So I don't know how good you guys are at remembering memes from a few years ago, but there was a really good one from Arthur where, you know, he's a close-up of his clenched fist. They literally do that. Like,
yeah, he just like balls his fist up when he makes eye contact with Jack Reacher.
Just so mad. But then also they show a close-up of Jack's fist as he's like putting his hand on the gear stick. And I'm like, ridiculous. So Emerson already suspects him because someone says, well, who's strong enough that they can kill a woman with just one punch? And they're like, hang on a minute. I think I know who that is. And then, oh my God, he's right here. Returning to the scene of the crime. Because obviously Jack Reacher would be that silly. But anyway, he zooms off in his hotted up car.
His stolen ass classic car.
Yep. It hasn't been reported stolen because he, you know, bashed up old mate until he wouldn't dub him in.
That's his consent. Give me a car. No, wait, you say give me the car. He's so bad. He's such a bad guy. He's
such a bad boy. Not in a fun, sexy way, in a bad boy way. You're a bad boy and I don't like it. So he's in a car chase. It's with mostly with the cops, but also Charlie's there in the old Audi because he's always fucking around somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't write all the details of the car chase because I don't know how to describe it. That's like some pretty cool sick stunts. And knowing that Tom Cruise does them all is always fun. Like a lot of spins. And because he's driving like this 70s muscle car.
So mad.
It's so fucking loud. Like joking about how they don't have to maintain eyesight on him. They just have to listen. They're like, he's down there.
Yeah. Just screaming. And he's not like, he just keeps scraping everyone and everything.
Just follow the line of sparks and the big loud engine noises. Like, do you have to drop the clutch every time? Because that's really loud, okay? Yeah, anyway. Magnificent car chase. It's actually really fun. I've watched behind the scenes of that. That was actually really fun. This is one of the ones that I actually don't own a DVD or Blu-ray for. Like, I have to watch it on streaming because I'm just so nonplussed by it. But I should buy it so I can have all the behind the scenes because that shit rules. Yeah, he gets away. He pulls into like this main street and there's no cops or anyone around. So he just kind of hops out and leaves it idling. So it just slowly rolls. And all the police come and they stop and it just rolls to a stop into the police cars. Meanwhile, he's fully walked across to this big group of people who are watching, who are waiting at the bus stop, and they're all standing there watching, and they just watch him come up, and he stands and just joins them, and they're like, okay. And so there's a really tall black guy standing next to, just kind of hands him his hat, and he puts the hat on, this big tall guy, and there's another guy just kind of move in front of him, so they're like blocking him, and like, it was, I like, normally it's people just ratting each other out, but this is kind of like, we don't like these cops, we're gonna protect you from them. And so he gets away, gets on the bus, and he just gets out there, hands the hat back, and they're just kind of like nodding at each other like, yeah, crime rules.
Yeah,
fuck the police.
Fuck. You can believe in two things, which is kindness of strangers and the reliability of Pittsburgh buses. That's what I've learned from this movie.
So obviously Jack's in a lot of trouble because they think he's committed this murder, and they're like, he's bashed up so many people and left a trail of destruction and not covered his tracks in any way. Like, he went to Sandy's workplace as well. Like, they established everything. You'd be a fool not to think that he'd done this all. Helen's kind of like, oh, I don't know. But Emerson and Rodan are like, you must be fucking kidding. Like, he's clearly a bad dude. And you know those red flags he was flapping in your face? While she's been talking to them, she asks them to leave, but they kind of hover awkwardly in the lounge room still anyway. Jack calls and basically says, I was set up. I'm like, wow, I'm shocked that you would say that. No man has ever said that.
I'm such an innocent guy. Babe, believe me, babe. Babe, I'm Jack Reacher. I'm a homeless drifter, babe.
I keep grabbing and manhandling you all the time or flapping my red flags in your face.
Yeah.
So he actually says that, like, be careful. I actually think Emerson or Roden might be involved because I can't remember what the piece of evidence was, but he's like, they're the only two people that would have known this. So the fact this has happened means I think one of them's sus as. Jack goes to the gun range to talk to the owner, who is called Cash, which is played by Robert Duvall. And we're having some laughs because, like, Robert Duvall is a very famous actor. We all know, but he doesn't look that different from Richard Jenkins. So if you didn't really know either actor very well, you'd be like, why is he back here at the gun range?
Yeah, whoa, like, whoa, 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 whoa.
Just like a little bit of an age difference and one Richard Jenkins is a bit slimmer in the face. That's it. They're basically the same guy. And so, yeah, it was not great casting. Like, they keep casting people who look almost exactly the same. Just like, big name actor will get you in here. Doesn't matter if you all look the same, whatever.
Come on down.
So he goes down and meets Cash, pretends he has never heard of James. They basically have like a bit of back and forth about being in the military and stuff. And Cash is not very forthcoming with information until he says, like, if you can shoot three things through this.
Answer me these bullets, three.
Yeah. Yes, four bullets and three of which have to hit into the center of the target.
Jack's like, can I have a practice couple of shots? I'm a bit rusty. And he's like, sure, one.
Obviously, Jack manages to do it as expected. The thing that's not expected, though, is what he has in his ears.
Oh, my fucking God.
Cash has bullets in his ears.
He's got bullets in his ears. Is this a thing?
This is a thing. Because Jack has actual earplugs. Does he have earplugs, but he just puts bullets over bullet casings over them? How do you get a bullet? They're not like, they're big shells. So, like, I don't know how.
They looked really pointy when you put them on the table.
Yeah.
Like it's going, I don't put fucking Q-tips in my ears anymore, let alone pointy fucking bullets that might kill me if I tap them wrong.
Yeah.
Instantly killing me.
Fucking wild. So he says, all right, I'll answer one question. And I've already forgotten what the question is.
Oh.
Was it just that he, did he have any friends?
Yeah, did he bring a friend? Because you gotta have a friend for shooting.
Yeah, and he was kind of like, oh, didn't really, I don't know if he didn't remember or I'm not sure.
Yeah, he's like playing it up for a bit there. He's like, I don't know. Jack keeps saying, like, did you have a guy, like, go over there and get the scorecard? And he's like, nah, this guy's so good at shooting. Look at these amazing scorecards.
So he shows, look at how good these are. And he's like, what if I told you that James couldn't hit this on, like, the best day of his life? And he's like, what are you talking about? This is me, blah, blah, blah. It's like, yeah, but did he put them out there? Like, could they have been swapped? And he's like, who would do that? I have shooters here who wouldn't do that for their own mum. And I'm like, yeah, but he's like, what if he's trying to set him up for murder? And they're like, he's like, oh. And yeah, so that's basically what they've set up. So Charlie has befriended old mate, gone shooting and stuff with him, and then swapped things around so that, I don't know, it's a huge, elaborate, like, con to then accuse him of a bit too far-fetched.
Yeah, I didn't think of how long this con was, actually.
We've heard of long cons, but this is ridiculous.
Yeah.
That's how they kind of ascertain. And they look at CCTV footage and find some pretty good. Like, I love how they always have it and, like, they always look and they freeze when the guy happens to just look at the camera at the right time.
Perfect angle.
Yeah. So, yeah, they know it's Charlie and they've kind of got a good idea of what's going on now.
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, Helen is telling her dad about what she's found out about the Liebenhauer Industries. It's a shell company from Russia. Basically, they go into cities and they've moved to 15 different cities in the last 12 years or something. They go in, they put bids on, like, big public construction works, win it, and then just fuck off with the money, basically. But they just keep not being investigated or even, you know, nothing happens. Like,
I can't even tell you how little attention I paid to that bit. Like, the actual
I didn't pay attention. I didn't understand it. I read it. So if you go on IMDb and look at the synopsis for this movie, it's fucking phenomenal. Like, it's about, I don't know, 1,000 words, if not more. And it goes into so much detail. And anything I missed, I'm like, I just look it up. I'm like, sweet, I'm draw that down. So that's how I know that. Yeah, this guy fucking loves that movie. He's like, he describes every roundhouse kick and every fucking... everything in this movie. It's very good for people writing a podcast.
Jack Reacher coolly walks into the room like a very handsome guy.
It's kind of like that. So the shell company, they're dodgy as fuck, have never been investigated, corrupt as hell. Dad does not believe her.
No.
As you would expect, because it does sound, he's like, this sounds ridiculous.
And is dad bad?
Yes. But yeah, she's like, oh shit, yeah, is dad bad?
Dad bad, linked to Baghdad?
When he says, look, I don't believe you, but if you think you need protective custody, because she's like, oh shit, everything's in my name, nothing's in Jack Reacher's name, everything's in my name, so if they really want to get someone, they can get me.
Yeah, I'm your daughter, fucking help me out, dog.
Yeah, and he's help like, well, out. I'll get you some protective custody. She's like, wait a minute, but if you're the bad guy, if you're bad dad, then I must go now. So she just leaves. As she's in the lift, she's all a bit flighty in the, I don't know, what do you call the, like, city hall, whatever, where the DA is. And who should turn up but fucking Emerson.
Emerson, that snake.
We're like, oh no, it's all coming together.
Mm-hmm.
Just like Jack said. so as she's in the lift, he gets in, like he slips his hand in the last second, gets in there, and she's like quite agitated and they're kind of talking to each other, and she panics and tries. I don't know why she thought pressing the stop button would do anything, because you know you're stuck in the lift with him. But anyway, he has some sort of, so in the, that synopsis, they said cattle prod. Maybe it was a taser. I don't know. Because I'm like, why would you have a cattle prod? You're a cop.
Oh, you know how cops just carry cattle prods?
Considering what American cops are capable of? Maybe.
Mm.
Like, can you get in trouble for using tasers? But cattle prods, nothing in the legislation about those.
He just tases the shit out of her.
Yeah, like, knocks her, absolutely flattens her ass. And when the lift opens again, Charlie and the other thug are there. Who are like, bum, bum. We're going to get you.
Oh, they do get her.
Well, they literally get her do. So good. She's lying on the ground, helpless. Poor woman. She's like, I just want to do my best and be a good lawyer. And they're like, fuck you. You want justice? Fuck you. Richard calls her mobile at some point. I can't even fucking remember where he is. Must be just after the car chase, after he gets off the bus again.
Bus stop, being a homeless man.
I think he goes
man.
To another fucking busy bar.
Yeah.
Like, a fool, you're a fool.
It's locations. Quarry, busy bar, bus stop, being annoying somewhere.
Just beating children up everywhere he goes. Charlie answers the phone because obviously Helen is incapacitated at the moment or tied up on a chair, as you do in all good movies. They exchange threats. They have a crack at each other. And look, it gets pretty good. So
I'm so ready for this.
So if they left it at this, it would be quite good. But he's like, I went down to such and such a shooting range. I've got your photo on file. I'm just going to send it all through the FBI. We know it's you.
Phone slam.
He's like, no. He's like, fucking have the lawyer. I don't care. Yeah. And slams the phone. And she's like, what? But it was a really good bluff. But he's like, can't resist. He has to
call again.
And they have a little fight, hangs up again. But then this time.
On the third time.
I'm going to read to you what he says. You think I'm a hero? I am not a hero. I'm a drifter with nothing to lose. Now, you killed that girl to put me in a frame. I mean to beat you to death and drink your blood from a boot. Now, this is how it's going to work. You're going to give me the dress and I'll be along when I'm damn good and ready. If she doesn't answer the phone when I call this number, if I even think you've heard her, I disappear. And if you're smart, that scares you because I'm in your blind spot and I have nothing better to do. Whoa, chills.
Drink my blood from a boot?
You just drink it straight out of the source. Like, do you have to make it worse by drinking out of a dirty boot?
Yeah, he's just fucking sculling shoeies. He's just having a Melbourne shoeies. Doing shoeies, right? Oi, Mick, you have a shoeie of me blood? Woo!
I'm so fucked up, man. A shoeie of blood.
Put on some Soho and have a shoeie. You, Jack Reacher! Absolute mad lad.
So he ends up going to the quarry, as promised. Oh, they're like, do you have a pen? He's like, I don't need one. Because remember, he has impeccable memory. Like earlier on when he was getting busted out of jail by Emerson, he's like, oh, by the way, Emerson, number, 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 number. And he's like, what's that? He's like, it's this serial number from the gun. And like, whatever. Oh, you're so smart because you remember things, jerk. So he goes to the quarry and he actually meets up with Cash there. So he's obviously asked Cash, can you bring some guns and weapons for me? And Cash is like, you're not shooting people. I don't know who you are. Like, I'm here because I understand it's important. But
yeah, like, stand there with a gun and Jack's like, gimme. And he's like, No.
I'll back you up if I think you deserve it, but here's a knife. And Jack's like, gotta respect you, old man. So
you're my only link to weapons because I'm a random homeless drifter with no obvious qualifications.
Drinks blood out of boots.
Now give me a knife.
Helen's all tied up, and so everyone's there, Charlie, the Zek, Emerson. Helen asks the Zek, how can you kill so many people? And then there's another weird old man rant. I don't know if you remember. Do you catch any of what he was waffling about this time?
Oh, he just says of things. He's like, this one's more traditional. He says, about something, when you look into the eyes of a dying soldier, you can see Netflix reception very well. Like, he just has.
I think he said something about, like, I'm going to kill you while your dad begs for your life.
Yeah,
his
dad
like
begging,
that.
All the blah, blah, blah.
Carries on like that. She also asks Emerson how he could be involved. And he's kind of like, you say it like I have a choice. And he says, which you'll find out. But I don't think we ever actually find out. That, do we? I don't think so. I did not write any notes from it and I refuse to consult the synopsis again. So let us assume that we did not find out. So, oh yeah, he's being strong armed into doing this, but also killing people and like tasering. The DA's daughter seem like a lot.
You'd want something, right? Maybe just like a pat on the back.
Family hostage or something? Like,
yeah.
Holy shit.
Deleted scene earlier on where he's just on the phone like, not now, captured wife. Yeah. I'm busy doing illegal shit.
I'll come rescue as soon as I can, as soon as I commit these task three. Jack takes Cash's advice, like, you know, create a diversion. And then so he says, Cash says, I won't start shooting until the other guy starts shooting. So, well, how are we going to do that? So create some sort of diversion. So a bit earlier, Jack actually stole Helen's car, as you do. He just loves stealing cars. Her little white Mercedes.
Cuckoo for cars.
Yeah, cuckoo for stealing cars. he gets everyone's attention, but I don't actually know why. Oh, no, I know where he reverses because he can look at the reverse camera.
Yeah.
And be lying
this
down.
This cuckoo
really
tactical reverse that he does.
Yeah, so he does a zoomy reverse through. Everyone's shooting at him. Cash isn't shooting anyone yet. And Jack's like, come on, Cash, do it. And then the rear camera gets blown off so he can't see. And he immediately gets foiled by a big rock in the dirt.
In the quarry? Yeah. What?
A rock in the quarry? I should fucking write a letter.
He gets, like, just absolutely barrels into a Dwayne Johnson.
Yeah. And then a gunfight ensues. Big gunfight. Yeah, I also didn't write much in the way of this. Just how gunfights go.
I like two things. I like that the gun got bulleted, that the man had gun, and gun got shot. Gun no work no more.
Gun got gun wound gun?
Yeah.
It was kind of cool how Cash was like, wasn't even looking. He was actually just listening and he was shooting and everything.
That was pretty cool.
Because he's so cool that he didn't even need to. Well, that's what we found out. I'm going to share a random fact that Nick shared today, because he was like, had one eye closed, and he's like, oh, it's for my night vision. And I was like, is that a thing? And what did you say?
Well, you see, Cara, this is how I normally talk. I put on a little voice. Pirates use eye patches to preserve their night vision when assailing ships. When they go into the under area, they can flip the eye patch. I just smashed the microphone.
Yeah, if you missed that through the microphone being Jack Reacher's just then.
I just grabbed it.
Just fucking belted it. Apparently, that's why pirates would wear eye patches, not because they were missing eye. I mean, maybe some of them were, but preserve night vision. So, yeah, when you take your patch off, your eyes adjusted to the dark. So, yeah, I didn't know.
It's open under there the whole time.
Yeah. I mean, their peripheral vision, shocking, but at least they can see in the belly of the ship. Yeah.
No.
So, yeah, big gunfight. Like, one of the thugs gets fucking brained by a rock pretty badly.
Yeah, grabs a rock and just runs up to him.
Because he doesn't have a gun. Like, he's just running around just belting up people. And it's actually pretty good because, like, it's quite a realistic gunfight. Like, it's not as ridiculous as they can be. Like,
everyone's, like, behind cover. And they occasionally come out and they're, like, bang. And they're, like, ooh. And they hide behind cover. And it's really loud. Like, all the gunshots are super loud.
Yeah, it sounds super real.
Yeah.
I guess being in a quarry will do that. I don't know. I don't know.
Great acoustics.
I don't know how anything works, so I have no authority on anything ever. Nails, Tom Cruise, that's it. That's all I know. So Jack manages to get Charlie. So it starts raining, which, as we discussed, terrible for, like, filming. You just have to be wet for, like, weeks and weeks on end and keep all your equipment dry. Terrible, but I guess it looks kind of cool. But so Jack gets Charlie and they have a fist fight, and so they look sloppy because they're so wet and it's all muddy and they're quite tired at this point. And they're just fucking...
having a real slobber knocker.
Yeah, slobber knocker.
Just slapping their fists at each other's head. A little slipping around. There's a knife at one bit, but it's gone now.
Well, Charlie brings out a knife, but I'm like, Jack, you have, like, such a big knife.
In his butt? Yeah. Did that even come out at any point?
No, it didn't.
What?
Like, what's the point?
Chekhov's butt knife. Like, you got to do it. You got to use that plot device.
Yeah. And also the thing is, like, it's a couple times when Charlie's hands were out, I'm like, all you got to do is a swift stamp on that hand.
Oh, yeah.
And that's half his fighting gone. Like,
speaking of stamping, what does he done do to his head?
Yeah, so he doesn't stamp in his hands, which would actually disable him quite well. He just stomps in his head, and I assume crunches it like a piece of tinfoil. I don't know. Like an egg.
Like a pasito can.
Yeah. Pasito everywhere.
Oh, no, delicious pasito. And that's, like, I don't like this main villain that we've had for the whole time. Boop.
Yeah, just like, stomp, you're dead. I guess he knew he couldn't beat him in a gunfight, so bring fist to a gunfight? I don't know.
Yeah.
Bring a head stomp to a gunfight?
Nice.
I like the bit where he goes in. So, like, that was another thing that was weird. He goes to the office because it's, like, in a quarry and there's a work site, demountable building.
Yeah.
He goes in there, there's no one in there, and he's like, oh, there's another site, there's another building. And, like, the princess is in the other castle. Bit on the nose. So he goes to the other, he goes to the other building, and he actually does the closed fist with rage, like shaking fist with rage. I'm like, he hasn't even got that much of a relationship with this lawyer, really.
Yeah.
Kind of rough manhandles her and
it's just a bloody tease.
Yeah, just flexing these pec muscles and these man mounds at her all the time. But he, you know, calls out to Emerson. I know there's a little bit of an interaction, but then he just comes around and shoots. And because he's such a good shooter, he shoots just past, whizzes past Helen and shoots Emerson and kills him immediately. So yeah, we never actually find out what his motivation was. Like, meanwhile, his children and wife are beaten to death because they never rescued them.
Yeah.
What's good one, Jack Reacher.
But like, he just whips around the corner, kabang. Like, at no point did he get vision of anything inside. Dude just YOLO'd it.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Too bad it was like just a shot right between Helen's eyes, and he's like, oh, well, collateral damage.
He did say that earlier.
When Jack
Reacher. I don't care. I'm Jack Reacher. And then Werner Herzog is right there the whole time.
Right there. And like, we're all joking about how he's like, excuse me, I am an old man. Thank you for rescuing me. I was so frightened. I just clean these buildings. I can't believe it.
And he I'm so normal and a regular guy.
Oh, don't mind my evil face.
Well,
that really bad for your throat, hey?
Has a milk eye.
I know you're milk cop. I have milk
eye. Oh, my God. It was meant to be milk eye and milk cop. Holy shit.
When he's talking, he starts talking to the Zek. So apparently the Zek in Russian is the prisoner.
Prison man. Prison human. Yeah, it's Zek something. He has like a name.
He has like a full name, and it's in Russian. It means like, yeah, Zek prison guy or something. Like, that's, I don't know why they go into that so much detail, like how he's in prison in Russia and now he's doing all this stuff. It's really not important. We know he's a bad guy. He's got a milky eye. Like,
all vision defects. Whoa.
Zek has a big taunt of Jack, talking about like, oh, send me to an American prison, luxury, like a retirement home.
Yeah.
And carries on. And he also does the whole, maybe I am old man. Like, he just like does the same thing we were joking about.
Cops just turn up. You're in trouble now.
Yeah, you're the one, like, yeah, Jack's the one who's been, you know, accused of murder. Who are they going to believe? The old helpless man with a milky eye or fucking killer over here? He's like, just shoot Zek in the head.
Yeah.
And Helen's like on the phone going, what the hell? Like, he's just, anyway.
You just took care of it.
What about like, justice? He's like, I just delivered justice. I don't think he says I delivered justice, but he basically says that was justice. Like, oh, fuck up, dude. Yeah, and then just, and he ends up leaving with Cash, and they're like, Cash is like, I am Cash. All right, see you later.
Oh, meow. And everyone's so happy. They're all just like, oh, there's a pile of bodies. Ha ha ha. Even Helen, who's never seen bodies or been in war, just ha ha ha. Everything's fine.
Yeah. It's, oh, there's one little thing we missed. Cash had a really good moment where he created another diversion, just driving past in a truck, just laughing his ass off.
Yeah. Like, he says, like, fooled him good.
Idiots.
Just a cute little old man, just ba-ba-da-ba. Didn't die, which blew my mind.
He got some shots near him, but that rang past his ears. But otherwise, you know, doing good.
It's all good.
Well, that shooting done him good. So we cut to a little bit later. James has actually regained consciousness. So Helen goes and talks to him. He actually doesn't remember anything, obviously, because he didn't do it. But, you know, all this stuff that's happened isn't necessarily proof.
And he clears his own name perfectly with just the words out of his mouth.
Yeah. So she shows him pictures of the shooting scene and all the surrounds. And she says, well, how would you have done it? If you can't remember it, tell me how you do it. And he says exactly the way Jack suggested, which is where the shots came from. The light would have been behind him. It's actually a really bad angle. It would have been awful. But if you do it from the bridge, you could do it. No evidence at all, because you could just stay in the van, shoot, better angle, lights behind you, blah, blah, blah.
Bullets would be in the car. Yeah. Not paying for parking because I'm on the bridge. I can zoom off whenever I want.
So
paying for parking shouldn't be a plot point, guys. Such please. A
big plot point too. And she's like, you're going to be just fine. She actually says that too.
Don't stop believing, start to play.
And then, holy fuck, this bit. James is like really scared. She's like, what are you scared? Like, it's fun. What are you scared of? Who are you scared of? And I'm like, here we go. He's like,
so funny.
There's this guy. He's a cop. Well, he was a cop. And like, just his name is Jack Reacher. He's unstoppable and he promised blah, 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 blah. And
I got this written down. He's the kind of cop who doesn't care about the law or proof. He just cares about what's right.
You know that I don't know a lot about cops and I don't care to, but also cops need a little thing called proof. You can just not care about proof all you want, but
just a scooch of proof.
Well, I mean, actually no cops believe in proof too much because they just fucking do what they want, so how do you like them apples, fucking Jack?
Yeah.
They get, as that, you know, talk up how cool a dude Jack is, there's footage of Jack on a bus and, like, he's sitting there and there's a guy in the back of the bus, like, wailing on his girlfriend a bit. And so Jack's like, justice. And just gets up and, like, bashes the shit out of a stranger on the train, on the fucking bus again.
Yeah.
And there's, like, the end. It doesn't actually say the end. But I will refer to that synopsis one last time because it made me laugh a lot. At the end, it's like, oh, shit, it's so long. Look how much I'm scrolling.
Oh, wow.
It's like turns the walk back to where the couple are sitting. The movie ends. It sure did. That was the movie.
2 hours, 11 minutes.
Yeah.
I'll add.
Long. Yeah, quite a long movie. So much fucking happens, but not much of it exciting.
No, it's it got marketed as an action movie. I saw the trailer too much at that time. Yep. And the trailer had lots of running, lots of shooting. Punch, yeah. Punch. They say Jack Reacher in the trailer a lot. I was like, ooh, cool name.
Yeah, I went and saw it at the movies and back when I didn't like Tom Cruise. And I was like, oh, yeah, this movie looks sick. And I watched it and I'm like, oh, not good. And like Ben joined us towards the end and was just yelling at it like, this is my hideous movie. It's not great. I wish I liked it more because at a base level, the concept, like it's kind of like a procedural kind of movie and it's a bit of action and everything, but it's, I don't know, they just missed the mark a lot. I think if we're going to sum up reasons why we do and don't like, I think my main thing is I don't care for the character of Jack Reacher. I think he's a prick. And from what I understand, that's what he's like in the books.
Mm.
And everyone threw a big tantrum when Tom Cruise was cast because one of the big things in the book, and obviously they talked about this a lot in the book, was that he's super tall, like nearly 7 foot tall. And obviously Tom Cruise is like 5'7". Which is very average in America, but it isn't the super tall hulking hero that they were sitting.
I'm close to a Tom Cruise. You have a delightful conversation. Eye to eye.
You're like, Tom Cruise, may I please paint your your luscious man mounds? And then he wrestles you to the ground.
Sick.
You'd be fine. You know how to wrestle, don't you?
Yeah, I got some moves.
Yeah, cool.
Maneuvers.
Maybe just say like, record my friend Nick wrestling Tom Cruise. But yeah, from what I understand from the books, that's what Jack Reacher was. He's like, how they describe him in this movie, he's like this weird lone wolf off the grid, lives by his own rules, bashes people up everywhere, but he's also super tall. Like,
I feel like he'd wear a MAGA hat today. Oh, yeah.
Or like he'd be like, maybe not even that. He would just be like, I believe in freedom and if I don't want to wear a mask or get injected.
Oh, my God. Jack Reacher is anti-vax. Anti-vax, pro smacks to the neck.
Yeah, he'll fucking jab you in the face with some swift punches. But
left, right, good night, mate.
But no jabs in his arm of the poison.
Oh, because they would track him with the
fire
sheet.
They would track him.
And he can't be tracked.
He's too important and busy being a fucking bum, I guess. Yeah, just a bad character. When people say, I don't think Tom Cruise was suited to that, it's not because he's short. Tom Cruise is suited to that because that's just not a good character. And Tom Cruise, it's just not a Tom Cruise-y character. Like, Tom Cruise doesn't have to play. He plays excellent villains. Like, Collateral, he's a fucking slimy bastard. And he's like, oh, I hate him.
Yeah.
Lestat, great. He's not a lot of villains.
Scared the hell out of me.
Like, why am I so scared and horny? Yeah, this is like, he's meant to be the good guy, but he's just thoroughly unlikable.
Very. No redeeming features.
Yeah. So, like, I guess you look pretty good without your shirt on. Like, so do nice people. So get out of here.
I have options. I'm sorry, Tom Cruise. I've met other people. I've seen them.
People who just don't bash people for no reason.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's probably the crux of why I don't care for this movie is Jack Reacher. Like, what would you say? Like, what? I mean, obviously, it was corny as.
Mm.
But what were your thoughts?
It's a series of Jack teachable moments. Moments where you could have just, you know, someone comes up to you and says, hi, are you looking for company? You say, no, thank you. Instead of saying, you're a whore.
You're a big slut and I hate you.
Yeah. Play that video back. Be like, huh, what did Jack do wrong here? That's what I think this movie could be used as.
Other things that were a bit wrong with this movie. Like the dialogue sucked ass.
Oh, pooey.
I love Christopher McQuarrie. Like, he wrote The Usual Suspects. Like, he's an excellent writer. It just, if your base material kind of sucks, I guess that's what you got to deal with. I don't know. Like, I feel like Christopher McQuarrie could have improved it. But anyway.
Mm.
All right. I think you're going to get an idea of what our reviews are going to be like in a second, but Tom Cruise-isms, no running or very little running.
Yeah, there was a cutaway when he did a little bit of running.
And they're like, oh, I got to cut over here. I'm like, hey, I am.
Show me those gams.
Yeah, very little running for this sort of movie, but when I do review Jack Reacher 2, so much running. Just fucking belting around everywhere. It's really good. So that's a little bit of a letdown. Another strike against it. Stunts, obviously Tom Cruise does all his own stunts as usual. The car stunts, fucking awesome. Like that fight scene with the five guys, it was really good, like really well coordinated. Like not the best fight scene.
So snappy.
If we're going to talk about good fight scenes, I'm going to keep talking about like lots of people versus Tom Cruise. Last Samurai.
Oh,
That's the best one. But this was still really good, like really well
choreographed. I thought we were going to go to my boy Henry Cavill doing the shotgun arms.
I don't even want to talk about how sexy that is. I talk about I want to print out a huge, not even life size, like a big massive printout of Henry Cavill doing that and put it in the men's bathroom.
Holy shit.
And just like anyone who causes trouble, I'm like, fucking Henry Cavill. He's recharged his bicep guns. He's going to bash you. I'm sorry.
You can put a little like button, like you press the button and goes, I'm Henry Cavill. I'll beat you up.
Stop doing that. But in his beautiful posh English accent.
Oh, fuck. I've never heard him speak. I've only watched videos. Saw clips on Reddit.
Oh, in Mission Impossible, he has an American accent, but in real life, he has the most beautiful English accent. What a sweet baby boy.
Mm.
Yeah, other Tom Cruise-isms, not a lot. Like, what are some of my other ones?
Staring intensely?
No, that's not even Tom Cruise. Tom Cruise, like, if we're talking about, like, emotive stuff, don't you think it'd be Tom Cruise, like, doing that, the big... Yeah. Smile and laugh and clap kind of thing. None of that. He's very serious.
Very serious, yeah.
Very serious. Yeah, like no drunken monologue. He has a lot of them in a lot of movies. Not in this one. He's too sensible and too angry and mean to drink. Mm. I don't think he drinks at all. Like even when she's having a beer in the hotel room.
Yeah, she had a beer and he didn't. Ha!
So not only is like a big fucking boring off the grid guy, he also doesn't drink. Like obviously we haven't been drinking tonight and we're not really drinkers ourselves, but for some reason that offends me about Jack Reacher.
Give the man a beer.
He might chill the fuck out for a minute. Jesus Christ. What else? I can't really think of any other Tom Cruise-isms because as per usual, I don't write shit down, so I don't remember what any other Tom Cruise-isms are.
2012, what's he doing? Do you know what he would have been up to? How he was feeling? What was he Scientologizing very hard at that point?
Yeah.
Because that would explain
why. Oh, no, it was after. So, but it was still at a point where people were still, like, I feel like people are really warming to Tom Cruise now the last couple of years.
Mm, he's back.
Thanks mostly to me. But, but around 2012, yeah, people were still, like, hardcore, like, he's a Scientologist. I hate him.
Mm.
So, I mean, it doesn't stop him. Like, even back then, I felt that same way and I still would go see his movies. So it wasn't affecting him that badly. But yeah, it was still, I think it's actually a very fucking handsome. Like, I think 2008 is really prime Tom Cruise time. He was like in his 40s, just hot. And he's still looking pretty good. Like, for a man who's like nearing 50 in that movie, like, still looks...
Slab ass.
Yeah, he looks wonderful. Mm. But yeah, otherwise, that's all I can think of.
Yeah.
He was just plodding
along. He wasn't
along.
Tom Cruising.
He wasn't doing anything significant, like in the weird ways or anything. I think he's probably still rebuilding after those years of weirdness in the mid-2000s.
Took on the hate, became the hate. Society has made me a parody.
I guess doing this movie, he wanted to do something different, but didn't pay well. Like, the movie didn't do that well, and they still did a sequel, which was the first sequel he's ever done apart from the Mission Impossible movies.
Yeah.
He just doesn't do sequels usually.
But it's insane that it's Man Name, the movie, and Man Name, Do Man Thing.
Yeah, that's what the title should be. Man Name, Man Do Man Thing.
Yeah.
Perfectly summed up.
Man Name 2, Man Name Harder.
Do you want to know what the second one's called?
Man Name Daughter.
Jack Reacher, never look back.
I have neck issues now. I can't reverse park.
Yeah, it's because he was doing that weird thing. He's like,
oh my God, he got whiplash going backwards in the car.
He got muscle memory from not having to look back, so he just can't fucking move his neck anymore. Or someone trying to bash his head into someone else's head, and he's like, if I stiffen my neck, and he's like, oh no, it's stuck.
Never look back.
We figured it out. All right, Nick, we're going to rate this movie out of 5. I believe we've both picked our rating systems. So I'm going to give this movie a very generous 2 man mounds out of 5. Oh. And I do 2 because I still enjoy it, but also there's 2 man mounds, Drew's pecs. So it makes sense. Probably should only get 1.5. But anyway, 2 man mounds out of 5. Nick, what would you rate this movie?
You just precogged my rating of 1.5 man mounds.
Shit.
1.5 liters of boot blood. These boots were made for blooding. And blooding's what we goo. These bloody boots are overflowing with drinky bloody blue. That's the best because he won't. He's not going to drink blood out of a boot.
No. Chewies with blood. Jesus.
Come on, Tom.
So 1.5, 2. That's as much as we can give this movie. I'm sorry to my friends who love this movie. I don't get it.
Yeah.
And I've watched it probably 10 times now and I still don't. So what can you do? If you had some Henry Cavill in here, probably would have changed my mind.
Henry Cavill.
Obviously, only person I wouldn't recast would be Werner Herzog. Everyone else, including Tom Cruise. Now, I think the only person I could think of who might be out of devil in this would be Arnold Schwarzenegger when he was younger or The Rock.
Yeah.
Like if you're going big brooding man who can kind of pull off some cheesy lines, because there were a lot of cheesy lines.
Mm.
in this movie. That's it.
Yeah.
Tom Cruise, I love you, but not your finest work and not the right movie for you.
So was, man, you're charming. I'm sorry to say you're charming.
Like, we just gotta look at how fucking great Ethan Hunt is and be like, get out of here with this bullshit, bad attitude, red flag nonsense.
Yeah.
Anyway. Okay, well, that's it for our review of Jack Reacher. Don't worry about watching it. Go watch Mission Impossible 1, 3, 4, 5, and 6 instead.
Yeah.
In fact, watch Mission Impossible 2 instead of this. It's silly, but it's full of new metal, and that's great.
Mm-hmm.
Where can we find you online, Nick?
Instagram handle is lefthandpooch, because I'm left-handed and love pooches, and it's a reference to Entombed's album, Left Hand Path. I'm sorry for my nerdiness.
Don't ever apologize for your nerdiness. And that's for people to get you to paint your...
I paint minis.
That's it.
I'm the guy. I'm getting pretty good.
Yeah, you are getting real good.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's pretty exciting. If I have a miniature of Tom Cruise, which don't exist, but now I want to make them, I'll let you paint them.
Oh, yeah.
It'd be sweet. As for me, it is Tom Cruise Reviews on Instagram, Tom Cruise Review, no S on the end, on Twitter, or everything else on TomCruiseReviews.com. Wherever you listen to this podcast, if you want to rate, review, subscribe, let your friends know, I don't know, post about it on the internet, just do all the stuff. Make people aware of my silly little podcast. I would appreciate it very much. Thank you for joining us, and we're just going to leave you on this thing that we thought of during the movie and forgot to share, which was with Jack Reacher having perfect recall and photo memory. What was it? Photo, anyway.
An eidetic memory.
Yeah, photographic memory. What did you give his name? Total recall.
Jack Reculture.
I don't know if that build-up was worth it, but I haven't stopped laughing about it.
I like that you like it. I was like, this sucks, man. I'm sorry. I said these words. You're like,
Jack Reculture. I don't know why that took us by fancy so much. If I remember, I'm going to put down all the Jack something reach around and everything that we thought of in the show notes, because they were hilarious. Anyway, that's been enough from us. Thank you for joining us, and we'll catch you next time.
Bye.